I did not watch the second round of Democratic presidential debates last week. No, I did not. And I am no poorer for it. CNN brought 20 contenders to Detroit for what may as well have been a pillow fight. 10 candidates on stage at a time, impossible time limits that prevented substantive answers or debating propositions, a format bound to force candidates to wrest attention and earn social media clips by means of spectacle. I decline to believe that engaged citizenship required me to watch this farce play out live. Reading post-debate coverage assures me those two nights were more profitably spent dining with friends, reading a thoughtful book, meditation, and rest. The journalists hosting the event demanded conflict over thought, framing questions to encourage the candidates to take shots at each other. The language of much journalistic analysis was steeped in metaphors of combat. Candidates clashed, and some marginal figures broke through. Joe Biden's Obama shield was pierced, I'm told. Kamala Harris was wearing a target. Sanders and Warren were under siege, fending off centrist attacks. This is not how a healthy democracy selects officers. This is grift. On the positive side, the large Democratic field offers the party's voters a chance to make meaningful choices as far as challenging President Donald Trump in 2020. There are men, women, people of color, and a variety of policy and ideological commitments. Shall the party endorse a progressive platform with bold proposals to address burning crises after the election? Or shall it run with a more conservative figure who will fight Trump without disturbing capitalist power too much? Once that is decided, voters could choose who would be the best communicator for that agenda, who could also run the executive branch and serve as president with a divided Congress. The open secret, of course, is that these decisions are held as too important to be left to voters. Your choices are narrowed for you by celebrity journalists who serve as gatekeepers of permissible discourse, large donors and corporate lobbies, and the professional class of political media specialists who manage campaigns and advise candidates. I do not know whether we have been left with the politics we deserve, but demanding nothing better, we get the politics we ask for. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.